Brendan is my best friend's older brother. I can't avoid him forever. I pack my bag, change into my work clothes, and slink downstairs. The white light of the morning falls over the wide open room. It casts Brendan in an angelic glow. So not him, but so right all the same. God, those dark eyes, that black hair, the strong features. I want to drink in every inch of him. And I'm not even gawking at his chiseled torso or his ink yet. He moves from his spot in the kitchen, behind the oven, and turns towards me.
Hey.
Hey. I keep my voice even. Casual. Like I didn't ask him to kiss me. Like he didn't offer to spank me. Like I get that he was teasing, that it didn't mean anything, and not like I spent the entire night imagining him pulling me onto his lap. Hey. I brush my hair onto my right shoulder. It's not my fault Emma threw away her blow dryer so she wouldn't fry her hair further. His lips spread into a smile that lights up his dark eyes. My knees knock together. That's all it takes for me to crumble. His smile. But God, it is a gorgeous smile. Has it always been this hard to breathe around Brendan? I'm not ashamed to say I've had a crush on him since the first day I saw him on that couch all tall, handsome, and brooding. But it's been the better part of a decade. There have been other guys. Dates, boyfriends, sloppy makeout sessions at parties, and that big chunk of time last year where I didn't want anyone or anything.
You always look good.
He motions to the table, sit.
It's your expression.
Yeah? I don't want to take orders from him. Well, not while we're both dressed, but with the hangover and the lust mixing together, sitting is all I can manage. I take a seat, cross my legs, smooth my button-up shirt. The restaurant switched to black shirts 6 months ago. They hide stains better, but they also suck up all the energy in the room.
You want tea?
He asks. I can make it.
I know.
I want to make it. He shoots me that same stern look.
Which one?
I press my lips together. I keep a dozen boxes of different teas here. Iron Goddess of Mercy? He chuckles.
Suits you.
You've used that one before.
It still suits you.
My laugh breaks up the tension in my chest. I'm nowhere near close to badass enough for a label like that, but there are ways that it fits. Brendan turns on the kettle, grabs a mug and a tin of tea from the top cabinet. I try not to obsess over the way his t-shirt hugs his broad shoulders. You're up early.
You too.
I couldn't sleep.
Hmm.
What's hmm?
It's hmm.
It's something. The kettle steams. He pours water into the mug with those strong, steady hands of his. It's not just that I think about what his hands would feel like on my body. I do, but I also watch him work. It's a thing of beauty, watching Brendan draw on paper or someone's skin. Okay. Everything he does is a thing of beauty, but when he's working on a tattoo, he gets this look in his eyes. Like there's nothing else in the world. Like he's exactly where he belongs. I want that. To know what I'm supposed to do, where I'm supposed to be.